It's now time for Hiawatha Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop. Brandon Tamman with you, joined now by Hiawatha Girls Basketball Coach. That is Brady Jasper. Coach, it's been a good week. We'll talk about Nemaha on Tuesday night, but we got to go back to the midseason tournament, your team winning the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament for a second straight year. How about the thrilling championship game and even a semifinal win over St. Mary's, which went into overtime? Your team battled hard and won a couple close games to win that tournament. Just what was the feeling like watching your team succeed for a second straight year there?
Oh, yeah, excellent week for us there in the home tournament. As you mentioned, a couple very close games. Couldn't be much closer than they turned out to be, an overtime game and then a game with 1 second left on the clock there. It was great to see the girls happy and enjoying their success, a thrilling championship for us, and something that we hope helps us down the road.
And you played Marysville twice, and you got them again in that championship. They were able to knock off a really good team in Jackson Heights in the semifinals to get there, and they played a much better game than you saw them the first time around. What'd you see different from Marysville in the championship compared to that first time around?
Well, they shot the ball real well in the second game. Bella Raiders hit 6 threes in that game, and maybe another girl hit a couple, so they were hitting from the outside, kept their scoring going, and made that game very competitive. I thought we played well too, and needed to match them. So, I think both teams, Marysville and Hiawatha, just talking to their coach, felt satisfied with the way their teams competed on that Saturday.
Well, and obviously we got to talk about Kenzie Nelson. She was the one that hit the game-winning free throw. Game was tied 42-42. It was a heck of a finish down the stretch, and she gets fouled with a second to go with a 1-1. I know a timeout was called there right before she stepped up. What do you say to her going up and taking a big shot like that?
Well, I didn't say much to her at all. I figured she had enough going on without any distractions from me or anyone else. Like you say, Marysville took a timeout to give her some extra time to think about it, and it was good to see her in that moment step up there and hit a clutch free throw.
When's the tournament for you, and then you get back into the back half of the season here, kind of the second go-around with the Big 7 League opponents, and Nemaha Central, you go there Tuesday night, and the Thunder win it 61-44, so you turn around from Saturday and then lose there at Seneca. Just a couple key takeaways, I guess, from that one on Tuesday.
Well, they kind of got after us right from the jump. They really dominated that game, to be honest with you. Kind of felt like they got whatever they want right at the basket, scored easily, and ran away early in that game. We competed much better in the second half and scored more on our end. But there's definitely some things that we need to look at and kind of examine about ourselves that we take away from that Nemaha game if we're going to be able to compete at that level.
Now Friday you get Perry Lecompton for a second time. You saw him not too long ago, less than 2 weeks ago, and you're able to win at Perry the first time around, 38-24. Perry seems to be playing a little bit better right now. They're back to 500, and they beat Jeff West on Tuesday by two after coming off their midseason tournaments. What's kind of the expectation for the second meeting with the Cause?
Yeah, we're expecting a tough game. They are coming off a win last night, like you mentioned, and that gives the team some momentum and some confidence. So we know they have capable players. It's going to be winter homecoming week for us, home Friday night. So I hope our players are excited and ready to play.
Hiawatha girls basketball coach Brady Jasper joining us. Great stuff as always off the midseason tournament win this last week. A loss to Nemaha Central on Tuesday. They're back to it Friday at home against Perry Lecompton. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.